Lefty, we are through to the semi-final. I'm sure, just tell us through how you found out here at practice and your excitement of making through another semi-final.
Obviously, we have a training today and I kept asking you, Lita, Uguti, how's the score, how's the game going and stuff like that, because I also wanted to calculate, but I couldn't. Like, I was really stressing out. My fingers were crossed the whole time. I was praying that we at least we make it to the semis, because I know we've been working hard and I feel like we deserve to play in the semis as well. So, but I'm very excited to hear the news. I mean, we deserve it, honestly. And yeah, I can't wait for the semis.
Awesome. And then just give us some insight in what you were thinking getting into today. A lot of people are talking about what England need to do, what West Indies need to do. How was the pressure for you coming in today? What did you have to do at practice? Who were you preparing to training for as well?
Well, for me, it was basically just sticking to what I normally do, just doing my work. Because also I can't control what's going to happen. But obviously I knew if we make it to the semis, we obviously play Australia. So in my head, I was already like in that picture. So, yeah.
Awesome. And just for you personally, you've had a great tournament as well. Second leading wicket taker with 9 wickets, joint most ever for a South African in a World Cup. How happy are you that all your efforts, resulted in us as well going through to a semi-final?
Yeah, I'm very happy, to be honest. I don't even know what to say, but without this team, I don't think that would have been possible, because they were there throughout the catching the balls. I think we really need each other, because we're playing as a team. So for me to take 9 wickets, it's not coming only from me, but for the team as well. So it's ours, actually. It's not mine. Yeah. Thank you.